Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are visiting at length, I'm very pleased to say, with one of the country's preeminent authorities, non-Muslim to be sure, but preeminent authorities on Islam, on the Quran, on the other sacred texts, on the traditions, and on the application of Sharia to the modern world and the threat that all of that represents to our country. Not from Muslims who are peaceable and tolerant and not good Muslims, as it turns out, but from those who are considered by the authorities of the faith to be the true believers and the faithful. Let me ask you, Bill Warner, if you would, we talked a little bit before the break about this sort of synergy that comes from the, well, effective, if not completely organized, the de facto collaboration between, on the one hand, those like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda who are engaged in violence against, people who blaspheme or are Christian or are Jewish or otherwise, on the one hand, and on the other, the so-called peaceable and moderate, nonviolent Muslim brothers.
The nonviolent Muslim brothers are our biggest enemy. The jihadi with the AK-47 or AR-15 is, this is going to sound strange, the only blessing we get from Islam, because in it, it lifts up the corner of the tent and you can see behind the real nature of Islam. If Islam only practiced the jihad of the sword, we could easily defeat Islam. But Islam's greatest concept is the civilizational war, which means they want to create for them a special place within our society. A special place where they'll never be offended, a special place where they can be truly Islamic, and a place in which if we went into, we would be afraid to be there, because the proper relationship between Islam and the Kafir is one of fear. So it is the Muslim Brotherhood and its connection to the left and the progressives that is the most dangerous thing, because it's, I call it the termite jihad. The jihad of the sword is like the jihad of fire. It creates a big wave. You can easily see what's going on. But what's happening is that in school boards, Muslims are achieving more and more influence, and more we find teachers and principals who are willing to do anything to accommodate Islam, including they can bring in an imam and he'll teach them how to say the Shahada and they'll practice prayers. So that is an insidious form of civilizational jihad, jihad of the pen, jihad of money, jihad of speech, which is far, far more dangerous than that of the sword. We have people who can deal with the jihad of the sword pretty well, but we don't have enough people who can deal with the jihad of speech and pen and money. One of the reasons that I voted against Hillary in the last election was that she was sold out completely to Islamic influences. And as if Obama weren't enough, she would bring in... Yes. And if Obama weren't bad enough, our next chief of staff would be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Or maybe she's a member of the Muslim Sisterhood, but anyway, Huma Abedin.
Her mother certainly is. Well, this has been spared.
The most insidious part.
The question then occurs, Bill Warner, as you look at what we've been discussing. You've described it as the threat from Islam. I take a slightly different view and describe it as the threat from Sharia. But whatever you call it, Donald Trump has laid out a plan of action that is encouraging, to say the least, with respect to a much greater clarity about the problem. There's some talk now that his administration is going to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization, something I've been...
Oh, could you say that one more time, Frank, even if it isn't true?
Well, I hope it is true, but there is talk, there are reports now that the next president of the United States is going to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as it should be, a terrorist organization.
It's true.
Now, Bill Warner, let me ask you, knowing what you do, having exposed what you have about all of this, what else would you recommend Donald Trump do in this presidency to correct the cumulative mistakes of the Bush administration, the Obama administration?
Well, I have two recommendations. Number one, he rescind the order that law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and the military cannot get training from those they wish to receive training from. Under first Bush, and then particularly under Obama, great people such as John Guandola and others who are capable of teaching law enforcement how they need to deal with Islam are prohibited by direct executive order from teaching. We need for Trump to rescind that order and let the military and the intelligence and law enforcement be trained by whoever they want to be trained.
Homeland Security as well. This is critically important. Again, as Sun Tzu teaches us, you can't defeat an enemy you don't know. What is your second recommendation?
That we stand for the Human Rights Charter of the United Nations because it is directly prohibits basically the practice of Sharia. We should make the United States a country to which apostates from Islam can come and be safe. We need to create an America in which the Christian victims of jihad can come to America and be safe. We need to stand for principles of freedom of speech. We need to basically stand up for our own Bill of Rights, and which is to some degree in given to us in the United Nations Bill of Rights.
Bill Warner, what is in such stark contrast to that Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was really modeled, I think is your point, after our Constitution and Bill of Rights back at the earliest days of the United Nations. It's in such stark contrast to the so-called Cairo Declaration of Human Rights. And just say a few words about that, if you would.
Well, basically what the Declaration of Cairo Human Rights is that you can do anything as long as it doesn't offend the Sharia. So that means apostates are not protected. Wife beating is okay.
It's female genital mutilation.
Killing
of Jews and on and on. So it doesn't really mean respect for human rights in any modern Western sense of the word. And in fact, I think what you've really got here is an opportunity to showcase the differences between that Western civilization that you hold up as we should versus this anti-Western civilizational program of Sharia.
We should stand up for the Golden Rule, which says we treat all others. It's a unitary ethical rule, all others as we would be treated. The Sharia is not like that. There's one set of behavior for the Muslim and another set for the kafir, the non-Muslim. We have a better system because our system of thought as cornerstone is a critical thought, scientific thought. And in Islam, thought is under authoritative thought. You can do anything you want as long as it doesn't offend Quran or the Sunnah of Muhammad or the Sharia. So we have a better civilization, and we need to stand up and say so. By the way, I reject culturalism.
Yeah, this is really the crux of the problem, is that we've been reluctant to do that, and we've dressed it up in such cultural Marxist terms as political correctness or multiculturalism or diversity sensitivity, and Donald Trump has come in for a lot of criticism since his election, particularly for not being sufficiently politically correct on all these fronts. But Bill Warner, you've really laid out why, if we want to live in the future enjoying the kinds of freedoms we've typically taken for granted, we have to stand up for them against really an existential threat to freedom.
It is existential. And we need to understand that historically what happens is once the camel gets its nose under the tent, pretty soon the whole camel's under it. We do not want the America to become another Turkey, which used to be a Christian nation, but is now an Islamic nation. Same is true of North Africa, Egypt, all the countries of the Middle East, which used to have other religions, are now purely Islamic. It all started with a small amount of Sharia, and then it increased and increased until finally there's no room left for freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion.
We must not allow that to happen here. That's for sure. Bill Warner, with your good counsel and extraordinary scholarship, the rest of us, I hope, can become more effective in weighing in on these issues. And I encourage everyone, again, to check out your terrific site, politicalislam.com, the site of the Center for the Study of Political Islam. Bill Warner, keep up the tremendous work you do, and please come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will do the same again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.